Now we come to chapter 2, and as we do, we see the return now under Zerubbabel. And will you notice this? Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away into Babylon. And we find here the list that is given, and it's quite a list, by the way, and I'll relieve you right here at the beginning. I haven't any notion of reading all of this list. But I would like for you to notice the remainder of this verse and verse 2. These were the ones, we're told, that came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, which came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvi, Rehum, Baanah, the number of the men of the people of Israel. Now the list is given here, and I'm not about to attempt to read that. That would be a real exercise in pronunciation. Hebrew names were difficult enough to pronounce until the captivity. And then at the time of the captivity, they really became difficult because you have the inclusion, of course, of that which was the Persian Babylonian language. Now we had mentioned here a Nehemiah and a Mordecai. And I would like to say the Nehemiah is not the one who wrote the book that's coming up next, because that Nehemiah who wrote the book did not return at the beginning. He came up later, but not to stay, rather to execute a very important matter, and that was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And then the Mordecai that's mentioned here is not the one that we come to in the book of Esther. And therefore, we just pass all over this. Now, as you go down through this list, there are very interesting things that come to us. In fact, the matter is, I think, profitably you could spend time here, and it would be very valuable to us. For instance, you have here in verse 23, the men of Anathoth, 128 return. It's quite a group of them that went back. Well, what about Anathoth? Well, this is a little town there. I've seen it. It's where Jeremiah purchased a field. It was his town. And you'll remember in his day, they were right on the verge of being carried away into captivity. Now, I wouldn't call this a good investment in real estate, would you? They're getting ready to be carried away in captivity, and another people will take over. You could go bankrupt at that. And what assurance do you have of the future? Today, there's a great deal of real estate advertised, and they even say buy it for an investment. It has a wonderful future. Well, Jeremiah bought this, but it didn't look like it had a great future, but it did. And that's the reason God told him to buy it. He says, because they're going to come back. And so the men of Anathoth, they had a deed, a sealed deed, a lawful claim to that land, because Jeremiah had bought it, given it to them. Now, it was absolute folly in Jeremiah's day, to all outward appearances, and I'm sure the real estate board of that day would advise you not to buy it, but he did. And you can read that story in Jeremiah 32. We'll come to it, of course, later on. So that's very interesting to read here about the men of Anathoth. They're going back to claim their possession, you see. And what a wonderful thing this is. There's so many beautiful spiritual lessons that are here for us today. Not only can we be partners, you see, in this enterprise. Some are called to go back and rebuild the temple. Some are called to give out the word of God. Some are called to go as missionaries. But that doesn't relieve other believers. They have a responsibility also. And then here is something that's quite wonderful also. Someday we're to be rewarded, we're told, that every man's work will be inspected with that in mind. The Lord Jesus will all appear before the judgment seat, the Bema of Christ. Paul told the Corinthians that. And in Corinth, I stood. I have pictures that of us made him. He's standing on the bema. Well, nobody judged me then. I never received a reward then, I can assure you. And I didn't get any blame either. But one of these days, I'm going to stand before his judgment seat. And very candidly, friends, I don't want him to blame me. I don't want him to say that everything you did was wood, hay, and stubble. It's gone up in smoke. I want to be a little gold there. And that makes it a very wonderful thing.